listening to Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast created by kids, but for listeners of all ages. Join, subscribe, and share. Here's your hosts, Ben and Jackson.
This is Ben.
And Jackson.
From Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast. Welcome to the program.
This is our post-Pro Bowl and pre-Super Bowl episode.
Yeah. Our episode leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yep. So, to start off breaking headlines, the Chiefs, but more specifically the 49ers, do not like the University of Nevada Las Vegas practice fields, like, before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because the Niners said they weren't firm enough.
Yeah. So.
And we'll just list every winner.
Event.
Yeah. So, to start, Baker Mayfield from the NFC won the precision passing.
Yeah. He played really well in this and defeated CJ Stroud in the final.
Yeah. And for golf, I think every player who was participating in the golf one, they'd have 3 attempts, I think, to hit, like, a drive, I think it's called, or, like, from really far away.
Yeah.
And then whoever got it closest to the hole won, and Brian Anger, the punter from the Cowboys of the NFC, won.
Yeah. So, Brian Anger was, I believe, only about 3 feet away from the target with his drive. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. Next, we had in high stakes, Miles Killebrew, the AFC, caught, I believe, a punt holding 5 balls.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really impressive. And no one else on the NFC could do that.
Yeah, and for dodgeball, basically they only had 2 games instead of 3. And it was where the AFC offense played the NFC defense, and the NFC offense played the AFC defense.
Yeah.
And both offenses won. And I think if that happened, there should have been, like, a championship or something. Or no matter what, there should be a championship for, like, the winner of 2 games.
I agree.
Because you're going to have the quarterbacks and the people who throw more on offense. So it's a little lopsided.
And then for the snapshots event, which is pretty much snapping the ball
with accuracy,
the Vikings long snapper Andrew DePaola put on a clinic and led the NFC to victory.
Mm-hmm. With Jason Kelce.
Despite attempts to lose from Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm. And Puka Nacua of the Rams from the NFC won best catch against David Njoku. David Njoku tried to, like, swing off and do a backflip while catching a ball and landing into a pool, but he wasn't able to complete his catch. But Puka had, on his second attempt, he was wakeboarding. And
caught a pass while wakeboarding.
Yep.
It wasn't much of a competition, considering only one person actually caught it.
Mm-hmm. But it was still a pretty cool catch.
Still an impressive catch.
And for the Gridiron Gauntlet, which is basically a lot of agility and strength things for, like, a lot of different players, it's kind of a relay race. The NFC won in the end.
Yeah. So it was, like, where a bunch of players did these events, like, a lot of running and agility, I would say, and lifting. Mm-hmm.
It's mostly, like, I think it was mostly linebackers.
Linemen.
And linemen.
Yeah. And then for kick-tack-toe, Justin Tucker and the AFC won.
Mm-hmm. This was not that surprising, but because he's the best kicker in the league.
Yeah.
And for Move the Chains, where I believe player, like linemen specifically, try to take weights off, like a big kind of sled thing.
Yeah.
And then they'd take the weights off enough so that they could pull the sled across a certain line.
Yeah. On the NFC one, that one too.
Yeah.
And then for tug of war, as the name suggests, it was just tug of war, and the NFC won that.
Mm-hmm. And for Madden head to head, it was David Njoku and Tyreek Hill versus Micah Parsons, I believe.
And Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
So.
In the NFC won that.
Yeah.
We don't really have a weekly MVP since there were so many different games and in like the flag football games.
Yeah.
There were like they'd sub people out and switch people around.
Yeah.
But for Pigskin Pick'ems, in total, even though the AFC scored more points in flag football, the NFC ended up beating the AFC by 5 points. So my pick was wrong. Oh, the NFC beat the AFC.
Yeah, the NFC had a clutch fourth and goal stop.
Yep.
But there was like 10 seconds left, and they were up by 5, and they had a clutch fourth and goal stop to win it.
So I went 0-1. I got my only pick incorrect, while Ben got his correct.
1,000 win percentage.
Yep. And for this week, the Super Bowl, I have the 49ers. It's not very surprising because I'm a Niners fan.
As much as I want the 49ers to win, considering I'm a Chiefs hater, I think they'll pull it out, sadly.
I think this is going to be a really great game. And both the wide receivers on both teams are going to do really well.
Brock Purdy is my only hope.
And we'll also, because as of our recording, the NFL honors is tomorrow, so we'll make a different episode just to go for over that.
So.
And now let's go to the fruit of the day. I personally, this fruit, I've eaten it a good amount, and I really like it.
You've had it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Very.
Okay. It is the persimmon. It looks a lot like a tomato, but in my opinion, tastes a lot better.
It's like a sweeter fruit. It's kind of like a sweeter, softer apple, if I could put it that way, I think.
Okay. Then you must have had the
orange
version.
Probably, yeah.
Because fruity versions are eaten harder, and the chia versions are eaten softer. So.
No, I believe I've had the chia ones. Actually, no.
Fuyu ones are the ones eaten hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're only eaten, like, really.
Yeah, I like them when they're, like, less gooey.
Yeah. I'll have to try one of these.
But they're very sweet. Don't eat the stem because the stem's kind of, like, crusty.
Yeah.
If you can peel them if you want, but the peel has lots of nutrients. And persimmons are also very high in vitamin C and have some iron.
Yeah.
They also have vitamin A.
They're really good for you and really tasty. So.
Go have a persimmon.
Yeah.
And now for free for all, the Warriors are doing better. Many teams are trying to trade for Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins is a great player, so it makes sense.
And the Warriors are like okay with trading him. It's not like trading Steph.
Yeah.
And Kuminga's doing really well too.
Yeah.
And for the standings, the Celtics are cruising in the Eastern Conference. They're 5 games ahead of the Cavs.
The
And the 76ers are dropping with the injury of Joel Embiid and are on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah.
And the Clippers, oh wow, the Clippers,
The
oh,
Clippers,
the Clippers,
Thunder,
Thunder,
Timberwolves, and Nuggets
Timberwolves,
are
and
all
Nuggets.
tied for the top of the West.
Yeah, they all have zero, they're all 0 games behind each other, but the Clippers have a slightly better winning percentage because they've lost one less game and won one less game.
Yeah.
And Sacramento and Phoenix are both 5 games behind.
Yeah.
And the
So.
Warriors are sneaking up on the play-in.
Yeah.
I
So.
don't think because I think because of Embiid, he had a big injury. He had surgery and I think Luka's gonna win MVP probably for the season.
Nuggets Nation, Nikola Jokic. The Denver team that can ride.
The MLB is starting soon, or at least what's it called? At least the spring training is starting this month, and March Madness is coming up. It's next month.
Yeah, so
Look out for that.
yeah,
Go Duke.
should be very exciting. Is that all?
I think that's about it.
Okay, well, goodbye. Oh, wait, one last
Bye.
thing. One last thing. Make sure to listen, download, follow, and share. Thank you. Goodbye.